following is all true. Well, pretty much all is true. Hey everyone, this is Chris Hussey, creator, writer, editor, producer, director, and any other title you want to throw in there of gamers behaving badly. I just wanted to record kind of a special, bonus episode in a certain sense to just address a couple of things. First and foremost, and above all else, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Gamers Behaving Badly is kind of the first project that's really come out of the Table Tales operation that I have set up, and it has been much more successful than I had expected it to be. And that is primarily in part to all the people who came out to listen, which is you. So thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it had some relevance to you. I hope that you found it amusing. I hope that you found the tales to be familiar, whether you have experienced them or not. What I would ask you to do, I guess, in this regard is, if you did indeed enjoy the show that much, please take the time. Give us a review on iTunes. Positive, honest, negative too. If you didn't like it, I guess that's fine. But give us the reviews. It helps us get found a little better and helps to make people happy. And secondly, share it. There's a lot of really good tabletop RPG themed media out there, and a lot of times people aren't aware of it simply because of the fact that they don't know it exists. Nobody's showed them. So take the time, share the YouTube videos, share the podcast links. Either way, let other gamers that you know about it, and that holds true for any show that you might like. A lot of these people really need that attention and that exposure, and they rely on you folks to do that. Also, I want to just take a moment to thank again Dronlin's Tower and Sirenscape for the use of their music and sound effects. You can purchase that music, and you can also purchase the Sirenscape sound packages, and I encourage you to do so. It's actually good quality stuff, and it's kind of fun to listen to or play around with. So just to talk a little bit about Gamers Behaving Badly. I know that there certainly were some issues in regards to this season, most notably, of course, is the audio quality on some of the files. I want you to know that I certainly worked very hard to address that and take care of that as much as possible, but that was a very minor issue. And if we do a season two, which I'll talk about here in a minute, that is going to be addressed as well. Project was very enjoyable for me. It was fun to write. It was fun to edit. It was fun to listen to everybody's take on characters and situations that I had created. That was a new and exciting experience for me, and I know that all the voice actors that I had enjoyed it as well. Let's talk a little bit about the possibility of a season two of Gamers Behaving Badly. I want to do one. I plan to do one. I hope to do one. To do this and to do it correctly, I am going to need to do some crowdfunding. Of course, Gamers Behaving Badly started out originally as a crowdfunded effort. That did not work out, and that's why we have the current form that we have now. It was supposed to be live action, but I'm very pleased with the format in which it exists. I plan to continue that format, but I do need to have some crowdfunding for season two. And I'm just kind of trying to put together the pros and cons of going down that road to see if we can make that happen. I know that the amount's probably not going to be that large. It's an attainable amount, but it addresses some of the issues, both in listening to the show and kind of behind the scenes, to make this happen and to get it done properly. So be on the lookout for news about that. Obviously, I'll announce it before it happens, but then if you did indeed enjoy the show, I'm going to ask you to, you know, kind of put your money where your mouth is, basically, and help out. So, and again, raise that signal and let other people know about it. As long as I've got you here, hopefully you're still here with me, I want to talk just a little bit about a couple other shows coming that are under the Table Tales banner. Two that are on the horizon for sure. One is kind of, I guess you would call it the title track, maybe, of this. And it is called Table Tales, and it's kind of a different take on the telling of a game story. Now, as all of us gamers know, we don't always like hearing gamer stories. But there are better ways to tell these stories, make them enjoyable, make them entertaining. Gamers Behaving Badly is one example of that. Most of the episodes were based off of true gamer stories. These things actually happened. The title show, Table Tales, is going to be a different aspect, a different take on that. There's also D20 questions and coffee. If you visited our website at all, you'll see that that's up there as well. I have shot a test episode of that. I've edited it. I'm happy with the way it kind of turned out, but as this process has developed, we've come up with a better way to do this particular show. And so this is something that is going to proceed for sure, but there are some video that needs to be shot to kind of help spice things up a little bit. Both Table Tales and D20 Questions and Coffee will actually be web series video shows, not audio podcasts, though an audio version may be available. One other show that's coming up, and this is kind of at least a one-shot idea that I have right now. The title of it is just simply called It Figures. Of course, also has to do with gaming, but I don't want to say much more beyond that just because the idea is still kind of in its infancy stages. It's been bouncing around in my head for quite some time. I just need to actually get it out and onto a computer screen. So those are kind of the projects we have coming up as well. I, on a personal level, also have a number of other projects, which, as they happen, will be detailed on the Table Tales series website. So if you're interested in what I'm doing in that regard, please, you know, feel free to keep checking back and follow along. So that's going to about do it here. I don't want to sit here and bore you with too much. Thank you again, once again, for listening to the show. Again, please, if you like it, if you really like it, even partially liked it, let your other gamer friends know about it. Share that signal. Leave a good review. Drop off a comment on your favorite episode on the blog. Doesn't matter. Just let us know that you're alive. So, thanks again for listening. Thanks again for enjoying the show. And thanks again for sharing it with your friends. Thanks for leaving a review. Just a big old thank you. And enjoy your games. Have great game nights. Roll well. And maybe we'll see you at a con someday.